This is Tall Tale TV, your podcast for sci-fi and fantasy short stories. The Samoflange by Chris Herron. Nikki had never particularly liked Bilgewater Harbor. Sure, the smell of smoke and caustic fumes reminded her of home, and they even made the explosives with just the right amount of coarse blasting powder, the way Ma used to do. But she was the kind of goblin who got seasick just looking at a boat, and the salty water always made Carl rust up a little bit. She had tried to convince her mechanical squirrel to make the journey inside an oilskin bag to keep out the moisture, but he had insisted on chasing seagulls and harassing the ship's parrot instead. Now he paid the price as he creaked slightly with each step as he clambered up the stairs beside her. As they approached the command center at the zenith of the tiny island town, Nikki could see a small metropolis of smokestacks, traffic signs, and millions of tiny colored lights strung across the buildings sprawled out below them. A fine example of goblin civilization.
"Yo, you must be the help Atrig was sending my way!"
Captain Kraz shooed away whatever peon he was talking to and ushered Nikki forward.
"Nice of you to finally join us!"
Kraz was the type of goblin whose hair seemed to be attempting to escape from his inflated ego by taking refuge on his jowls instead. He wore a leather jerkin which may have fit at one point, and large shoulder guards that were intended to make him look more impressive, but only succeeded in making his head look too tiny for his body. Nikki snapped a salute.
"Reporting for duty. What's the word on the street?"
Carl scampered onto her shoulder and mimicked the gesture. Kraz raised an unimpressed eyebrow.
"Look, I ain't getting paid to chat. We need you here for your, shall we say, particular skill set."
He nodded meaningfully at the large rifle strapped across her back.
"You see, I gave Warchief Hellscream my personal guarantee that he'd have his air fleet ready this week. But our flagship, the Spear of Durotar, still doesn't have its primary engine installed."
Kraz turned to the side and gave an ear-splitting whistle, waving a young goblin over to join them.
"This is Fleep, one of our lead engineers. She promised me a shiny new engine last week, but apparently she decided to outsource it."
If looks could kill, Fleep was making a thorough job of it with Kraz. Her green skin threatened to match her flaming red hair as she waved a wrench threateningly at her captain.
"This is your fault. You insisted your engine use an induction samoflange."
Fleep turned to Nikki, holding her head in exasperation and leaving a grease smear across her cheek in the process.
"Those things hadn't even been invented yet. I tasked Smoot with creating one based on some stolen Venture Coast schematics. And to be fair, he did build a working model."
Kraz scoffed.
"Except, now that he's got the samoflange, he's drunk with power. He's running all over town like a goblin possessed."
Kraz sidled up to Nikki conspiratorially, placing an arm over her shoulder.
"Do me a favor, will ya? Smack Smoot and snag my samoflange."
Carl bit down on Kraz's hand, causing him to jump back with a yelp. Nikki nudged Carl with the side of her head in a silent rebuke.
"Don't even worry about it. They don't call me Crashin' Thrashin' Nikki for nothing."
It wasn't as hard to find Smoot as Nikki would have guessed. They hadn't been exaggerating about his current mental state, and she found him by accident more than anything. As she stepped out onto Gear Spring Road, a goblin with giant black leather work gloves bowled her over as he ran past, screaming,
"Behold the samoflange!"
Which Nikki could only assume was in reference to the large metal whirligig he was swinging above his head. Nikki rolled into a kneeling position, reaching into a pouch at her side and retrieving a glowing blue crystal shard, which she slid along the ground where it collided with Smoot's scurrying feet.
Crack!
With a smug grin, Nikki rose, dusted herself off, and casually swaggered toward the mad engineer caught in her frost trap. Giant shards of ice had shot up from the disc on impact, encasing Smoot's legs and arms. She squared herself in front of him and slung the rifle from her shoulder menacingly.
"I need that samoflange, Smoot."
Smoot's eyes rolled wildly around in his head as he laughed maniacally.
"And upon the dawn of the first day, the samoflange beheld what it had wrought, and lo, it was good."
Almost too late, Nikki saw the red metal bomb on the ground at her feet, its painted smiley face grinning up at her. She dove to the side, scooping Carl up in one arm and covering her face with the other. The Big Daddy bomb exploded in a ball of flaming death, taking out a piece of the road, a nearby wall, two light poles, a single pink flamingo, and of course, the ice trap. As Nikki coughed out lungfuls of black powder smoke, Smoot took off in the opposite direction.
"I love you, Samoflange!"
Nikki nodded at Carl.
"Go get him!"
Carl belted down the road, his tiny metal feet tearing up cobblestones as he flew into the air to tackle the crazed tinker. But the madman was ready, tossing a small wooden box behind him. As the box hit the ground, it unfolded into a wooden cutout of a poorly drawn, wide-eyed human swaying back and forth on a large spring. The advanced target dummy worked, and a confused Carl tore into it with unbridled ferocity. Smoot cackled, looking over his shoulder with glee.
"One samoflange to rule them all!"
He made a rude gesture in her direction and ignited the nitro boost he had hidden in his shoes. Flames erupted from his feet, and the green menace accelerated dangerously, leaving a smoke trail in his wake. Nikki sighed. Engineers always think they're the only ones with toys. Well, two could play at that game. She had a bit of experience with the wrench herself. Reaching back into her pouch, she pulled out a wormhole generator, a little something she had tinkered up one brewfest in an alcoholic-fueled delirium. She set the destination for the end of the street and hit the button. A swirling vortex split open in front of her, and she stepped through, exiting the other end, right in front of Smoot. As the engineer's eyes went wide as dinner plates, Nikki stiff-armed him as he rocketed past. The samoflange dropped to the ground as the clothesline maneuver redirected Smoot's momentum in a more vertical direction. As the poor, mentally broken tinker spiraled skyward on rocket-propelled shoes, Nikki could make out the dwindling words,
"Oh, Samoflange, I have failed you!"
As Nikki bent down to retrieve the coveted device, Carl scampered up next to her, a piece of wooden cutout still clamped in his metal jaws. She gave him an affectionate pat and hoisted the samoflange over her shoulder.
"Come on, Carl. Let's go get paid. After all, time is money."
Okay, so I wrote this little fanfiction in honor of the new Warcraft expansion, Battle for Azeroth. I've played Warcraft off and on for over a decade. And while I don't play anywhere near as much as I used to, I do occasionally log on when I need an hour or two of downtime. This story was based around a quest in one of the older expansions, and it was just so silly it stuck with me over the years. I tried to keep the story relatively close to the original questline, and took as few liberties as I could while balancing authenticity with readability. I hope you guys enjoyed it, and if you're listening on YouTube, let me know what you think in the comments below. I'm Chris Herron, and that's it for today's Tall Tale TV.